from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, there are demonstrations today in New Jersey to protest the Trump administration's firings and attempt at cutting spending for healthcare-related research groups. The administration's looking to make cuts at the National Institutes of Health and the National Sanitation Foundation as part of its broader effort to streamline government entities. Protesters say the cuts threaten life-saving scientific and medical research in healthcare. One demo is being held at Rutgers Medical School in Newark. President Trump campaigning on mass deportations, but for some, ICE is not moving fast enough. New Jersey Assemblyman Paul Kenitra has introduced a bill to let local police help catch unauthorized immigrants.
The Immigration Enforcement Support Act gives $7,000, up to $7,000, for police departments assisting in deportation efforts for each illegal alien that's transferred to the feds and successfully deported.
Kenitra says the money would offset the cost of man hours and other resources New Jersey police use in the effort. This portion of the news made possible by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here. It's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. The Middletown School Board has filed papers to dismiss Toms River Mayor Dan Roderick from his teaching position with the district. In the filing, the district accuses Roderick of taking personal calls during instructional time and misleading district officials about his grading practices. Roderick has been working for Middletown Schools since 2002. Administrators say they have heard complaints from students who want to switch out of his classes. Union County is launching a new recycling program for clothing and accessories.
The county is partnering with Helpsee, a leading sustainable clothing and textile recycling company. Designated drop-off bins are now offered in Scotch Plains, Summit, and Plainfield. Collected items will be repurposed, keeping them from landfills. Helpsee is a New Jersey company based in Eatontown. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. When will we get out of the deep freeze? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. We have to talk about some snow chances in New Jersey today, but they are very limited. Cape May and Wildwood at the far southern tip of New Jersey could see some snow accumulation later on, and that's about it. Better chance for widespread snowflakes actually coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's cold out there. Skies clouding up today. Highs only around 30 degrees. That chance of light snow for the southern tip of New Jersey into this evening. Otherwise, calm and very cold overnight. Lows mainly in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and still frigid. Highs again near 30. We'll have to watch for widespread spotty snow showers to come in tomorrow afternoon. I'll even say up to a coating of accumulation is possible anywhere in the state. We'll finally start to warm up on Friday. It'll be sunny and breezy. Highs push into the mid-30s, 40s this weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City's 25, Woodbridge 23, Pemberton 22. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this winter from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.